This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. At ForbiddenDoctor.com, I have over 600 protocols and approaches to taking care of a lot of the maladies that affect us simply by nutritional changes, which is what I want to address in the Good Day Health Show today. It's just some basic facts relating to human nutrition, because these are the questions I'm asked in a clinical setting with patients all the time. And so I thought I would offer this for the show today. I know that it will be part of the podcast record at Good Day Health Show. There's certain basic facts that relate to human nutrition that I happen to believe is self-evident. And so that's what I want to address here. And it begins with the refining and the processing of food that has become so universal that in all the what you would consider civilized countries that has been done to improve the appearance, the quality, the saleability of foods without any real regard to the nutritional value of that food as opposed to where how Mother Nature prepared it. And then after all these other things have been done to it, what's left for as far as nutritional value is concerned? So as a result of our high per capita use of these kinds of foods, as opposed to like what you would buy at a farmer's market, we have a high incidence of certain deficiency diseases that are just simply almost non-existent in countries where food denaturation isn't prevalent, in fact, not even allowed in some countries. They're not allowed to denature the food, as we have an abundant source of in this country. And because of the modern mechanized methods of food production, trying to take care of these vast fields of grain and these vast fields of vegetables and fruits and whatever else in the more abundant areas of the country where weather provides for this kind of stuff, then large-scale means of refining and processing need to take place. So we have these very modern mechanized methods of food production. And so the basic food commodities today apparently are really, even though we see an increase in food prices, they're kind of cheaper than they've been at any other time in human history because of the mass production that's involved. And because of the denaturing of these foods by refining and processing them, we are overeating the fattening and the energy-producing components in food while we're literally starving for the vitamin and the mineral factors that are no less necessary to life than the fats and the carbohydrates and the proteins, which have become far scarcer and a lot more difficult to obtain in good quality than any other time, I believe, in the history of the human race, because our diets are excessively rich in the fuel that's needed for good health, but they lack the spark that's in the form of vitamins and minerals that's necessarily to properly utilize the fuel that's in these foods. And by fuel, I'm talking about basically carbohydrates. We have a high carbohydrate intake in our diets, and that breaks down into sugar, which is the fuel. But when you have that kind of fuel without the attendant vitamins and minerals that were in those foods to begin with, that had been removed through the processing, you've got the fuel without the spark. So these vitamins and these mineral elements are so complex and so multiplex that our nutritional importance has been invariably discovered, their importance, discovered only by investigating the symptoms of physical degeneration and what happens in the breakdown of the physiology of animals and humans who are constantly supplied with food that's lacking some of these essential elements. And there are various agencies and groups out there that are investigating these kinds of things. Organic industries have always shown that the lost material through processing is so complex in its organic nature as to absolutely defy any of the artificial substitution that tries to take place at the end of the processing of food to put back in artificially what was removed during the processing in order to get shelf life, and where less than complete restoration is attempted. This is what is leading to, I believe, mass starvation in this country, even though we're overfed. And natural foods are also characteristic, you know, in being more satisfying to the appetite, and they're kind of self-limiting in how much you actually have to eat, which always prevents a tendency to overeat. When you eat nutritionally dense food, after you've had a little bit of it, your brain is telling you, okay, that's all I need. And then the hunger's gone, and satiety begins to show up. If you are eating the same kind of foods that have been overly processed, you can eat two or three plates, as is demonstrated at buffets, before you ever even begin to be satisfied. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and I just was talking about some basic concepts of nutrition and what happens when we are supplanting the natural foods that Mother Nature has provided us with foods that man has changed from its natural state in order to get, you know, a homogeneity in color and taste and presentation and shelf life. An example would be something like honey. Honey is a very good example. Children will always crave sweets, will invariably overeat the artificial ones, like the commercial candies. But if they're given a natural one like honey, they automatically start to limit their intake to amounts that are safe. They have a little bit and they go, oh, okay, let's go back outside. You know, in the case of devitalized or the artificial foods, there's either a total loss of appetite for the food that's in question after, you know, it's used for a period of time, which you will see in the case of butter substitutes, or the substitute fails to satisfy the natural craving, and then overeating and obesity are the natural result. You have parts of your brain, especially in the hypothalamus, that is constantly aware of nutritional requirements for the body. And it will sometimes stimulate something that is called the hidden hunger, where you're peeing all the time, or you're up in the middle of the night looking in the fridge, or you've got to have something to eat between breakfast and lunch, or you have to have something between lunch and dinner. The hypothalamus is constantly looking for the right kind of micronutrition that if it doesn't get, you're going to have this hidden hunger driving you all the time. Now, all the animal species has its preferred and its most favorable specialized foods to which it has become adapted over, you know, generations of time, like my pet cat. There's a couple of things that she eats, and she loves it. And if I try to introduce something else that in my great cat wisdom, I think it might be better or something different, she just sits there and stares at it and stares at me and stares at it and stares at me and then walks away from it. Yet she'll eat the same thing constantly every day without question. So the point is there's no new food product or vitamin concentrate that should ever be sold or recommended for human use until there's a tremendous background of experience that has been accumulated by clinical tests or carefully observed by competent investigators to determine the nature of its own specific nutritional value and effect. And when we get away from that, what I consider a cardinal principle, we will start to see the proliferation of a whole bunch of new pathological conditions, more serious than the ones that were supposedly cured with drugs before, that were nothing more than just nutritional deficiencies anyway. And a very good example of this is what's done in state agricultural colleges. They're constantly checking the foods that are going into the animals that are being raised commercially on the farms, the ranches, whatever else of those particular states. And you'll find so much more concern and interest and investigation and investment of money into the right kinds of foods that these animals are getting than you'll ever see given to the attention of the foods that your children are getting in elementary school, because money's involved. And so my point is, the inevitable conclusion of what I'm talking about here after understanding what I'm talking about here is that no food is safe unless it is fresh enough to have retained most of its perishable content, the vitamins. The spinach can lose all of its vitamin C in 1 week of being picked. Oranges that are picked green for transport around the country have to orange up, you know, in the following weeks after it's been picked. But within 3 months, all oranges, if they haven't been consumed within 3 months off the tree, no vitamin C's left. But if in spinach, when you're looking at spinach, can lose all of its vitamin C in just 1 week. And how do we know this? Because it's coming out of state college, the state agricultural centers. And so no food is safe unless it has incurred no processing that will remove or impair its vitamin or mineral content. This eliminates pasteurized milk, white sugar, synthetic syrups, bleached flour, practically all kinds of packaged cereals, shortening, fats. And no food is safe with several more characteristics that I want to give you here as we after we go to a break coming up here in just a few moments as to what's considered safe food and what wouldn't be considered safe. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and I'm talking about what could be considered safe food and non-safe food. And it's not, you know, there's always recalls that are going on. This particular vegetable or fruit or this particular salad mix or whatever else. I'm maintaining, and I know how ridiculous this might sound, most foods in the grocery store should be recalled. Because they have been overly processed. The natural food value has been removed. And they have been, in some cases, sprayed with synthetics to try to recover what was lost in the processing. And with this kind of synthetic adulteration, I mean, it's just a crude attempt to try to replace the valuable organic constituents that were lost in processing. And wherever this has been attempted, I mean, the result is, it's just futile. I mean, in some cases, in my opinion, I think it's dangerous because the tests that are made on dogs in these state colleges that I'm talking about, that are the agricultural-based colleges in most of the states, are using dogs. In some cases, they'll test cattle, pigs, whatever else, but dogs are a little cheaper. And I know that may sound a little harsh for dog lovers, but that's the way it is. These huge agricultural food producing companies aren't interested in giving you the healthy food that they can, because they know that what they're doing is removing the health from the food in order to make it look pretty and give you shelf life. What they're interested in is the bottom line. They exist for a profit, just like Big Pharma exists for a profit. And so, back to the dogs here. The tests that are made on dogs with white flour that has been fortified with synthetic vitamins demonstrated that the fortified flour will kill dogs quicker than old flour that's not fortified. And that's why in Canada, the Canadian laws now prohibit the adulteration of bread or flour with synthetic materials of any kind. If the vitamin content is to be raised, it has to be done by retaining the original factors, not by adding new ones of unknown effect. And that's not the case here in this country. I would also say that no food is safe unless it has a background of experience behind its establishing its real value to the human family. The animal tests that we do should be considered only as preliminary. So how would you do that? This is where we definitely need third-party, independent investigation that is watching what is coming out of the FDA, that's watching what's coming out of the CDC, which is what watches what is coming out of the NIH. These companies are all self-regulated, and they get tremendous amounts of grants from Big Pharma. And so that's why I've maintained many times the FDA exists to make the world safe for drugs. And the human aspect of it kind of falls back behind the need for these companies to make money. And what we need is third party, free from government influence, but government ordained to constantly watchdog these things that are going on. And one of the most important things they need to watchdog is the food industry. What I'm talking about, no doubt, calls for some kind of legislative action to protect the public health is about what it comes down to. And a real campaign of education on the part of the makers of natural foods to call the attention to the public of the real facts, to show that the housewife or the house husband, whoever is out there buying the food, that not the most, you know, pounds of commodity that they need to get for the dollar, but the most nutritional value for the money. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll be right back after the break with more of the Good Day Health Show.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. New from overnight, TSA agents clearing the terminals at Los Angeles International Airport after a suspicious package is called in. The item found around 9:30 Friday night in a public area before you get to the security checkpoints. The LAPD bomb squad, along with many officers, were on scene investigating. The units clearing the package saying it was not a threat, but the situation creating a huge traffic jam at LAX leading up to the airport as the arrivals and departure decks were both temporarily shut down. President Biden confuses the crowd at a speech in Connecticut and then appears confused as he tries to leave the stage. This incident is trending on Twitter right now, with voters from both sides of the aisle weighing in.
When the president closed his speech, it had a somewhat odd ending.
God save the Queen, man.
I'm Dave Collins.
Laura Winters, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today.
And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, also forbiddendoctor.com. So the last comment that I was making there is to get the most nutritional value for the amount of money being spent as opposed to the most pounds of food. Wheat and rice, oatmeal, have been selected as preferred cereals for human food. I think it's no doubt more than a coincidence that these grains are the highest in vitamin content. And the food products that richest in vitamins seem to have appealed most to our taste over the ages. Various types of wheat and dishes, rice dishes, the various forms and kinds of oatmeal and the way that it can be presented rather than these little plastic cups of instant. You just pour some hot water in there, stir it up, and you got oatmeal. That's not oatmeal. That's what's left after all the good stuff has been removed from it. But anyway, the modern method of processing these kinds of cereals simply have deprived us of the benefit of this long-established preference in that it has cheated us by giving us the bulk food components, in other words, the starches and the proteins, without the essential vitamins and minerals that were removed in processing. As an example, with just oatmeal, a lot of us buy the rolled oats form as opposed to the steel cut form. When you have rolled oats, where it's actually being ground up with the big stones and that kind of stuff, it generates heat and it kills the vitamin E content of what's inside the oat when they're smashing it out to make rolled oats. Steel cut oats, to me, has a tremendous flavor improvement over rolled cut. Steel cut oats does not generate heat, and the natural content of the vitamin E is preserved in that process. When we are overeating the overly processed starches, the overly processed proteins that are essentially lacking in the vitamins and minerals I'm talking about, we end up becoming obese. We have lowered vitality and resistance to disease. We become lazy. Excuse me, lazy. And morally deficient. I mean, today we find even insanity as a result, an end result of extreme deficiency of vitamin B complex. Whenever I don't take care of the insane in my practice, that's not my scope of practice. But from a nutritional end, anytime I'm dealing with somebody with nervousness or anxiety or early depression or different forms of depressive mental activity, we always start with whole food vitamin B supplementation. And usually within a few weeks to a month or two, wonderful changes begin to take place because these people have primarily been eating foods that are deficient in the vitamin B family. And it never ceases to amaze me how many times when I have these conversations with patients that just because you're eating these foods that look good, and they look good because there are departments in these food manufacturing companies to make sure that food looks good at all cost, because most of us shop with our eyes, not with our brain. And when we find something that's pleasing and all the artificial taste stuff has been added to it, it tastes good, it satisfies our palate, we start to begin over time to suffer from various vitamin deficiencies. And the vitamin B complex is absolutely the vitamin that's necessary for a healthy nervous system. And you know, before the discovery of, you know, the far-reaching and just the socially devastating effects of this kind of nutritional deficiency I'm talking about, I think what I said in the connection between mental illness and vitamin B deficiencies would have been considered an exaggeration or crazy or just, you know, that, oh, that's just his opinion. But is being borne out now in nutritional research today. The commonest, most universal effect of vitamin B deficiency is the heart, the degeneration of the heart. And in civilized countries, you know, it kills more people than any other disease, including cancer. And in creating this kind of an effect, vitamin C deficiency is a partner to this. In the case that the heart is overworked because the capacity of the blood to carry oxygen is decreased because of vitamin C deficiencies. You know, we think of vitamin C in the cold and vitamin C in the immune system, but one of the most important jobs of vitamin C is to increase the capacity of the blood to carry oxygen. And so when you have a vitamin B deficiency and a vitamin C deficiency, you're just asking for heart degeneration and heart disease. And the biochemistry involved in the shortages of B and C vitamins is very well known now. You look at something like just tooth cavities and tooth decay has always been suspected as a universal sign of vitamin and mineral deficiencies because of the overeating of the denatured foods and the refined sugar. You know, there was this deficiency theory as the cause of cavities. There was this discovery, it was practically non-existent in a county out in West Texas, where the wheat flour that was made from locally grown wheat was found to contain six times the normal levels of phosphorus and calcium. And that was the evidence that the wheat we have heretofore been eating as normal wheat, in reality is what I would call starved wheat because it's so low in phosphorus and so low in calcium. And in turn, when children are fed these kinds of foods, you're going to see an awful lot of tooth decay. That it's not just these kids had tooth decay. These kids were starving. And even though they may be overweight, they're still starving because of this vital nutrition that is missing in their food. And I think that, you know, one of the best sources of the kind of information that I'm trying to give you now is in a book I have often referred to as Nutrition and Physical Degeneration by Dr. Weston A. Price. It was written 100 years ago, and he's a dentist, and the dentists of 100 years ago were really the nutritionists of the day. And by that, I mean they knew that the condition of their patient's dental presentation was indicative of the nutritional status of their entire body. And so they were always, and it was in their education to teach basic nutritional concepts of how to prevent cavities, not just from not eating candy, because there are people who eat candy who don't have cavities. But you look at the general overall profile of the foods that they're eating, and when they're high in vitamins and high in minerals, they have far less cavities. And again, the cavities are just an immediate presentation of what is going on deeper inside the body. So in Dr. Price's book, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, you can get it at Amazon, you can get it at westonaprice.org, is his description of people in the high valleys of the Swiss Alps, in which, you know, before there was improved transportation that brought in foods, commercial foods, refined foods, diseases like tooth decay, tuberculosis, cancer, completely unknown in the high valleys of the Swiss Alps. And then after these foods were made more plentiful and trucked in, the incidence of these diseases became as high as they are in the other countries where these foods are used. And we've seen the same thing in America with the American Indian. As these commercial foods were introduced on the reservations, I mean, at one time, the American Indian, even during the terrible Indian wars and the isolation of these tribes on the reservations, these were stunning examples of human health and quality as far as muscles and bones and dental arches and hair and skin was concerned. So along with the examination of the American Indian by the medical corps, compared to the American Indian today, whether they're in the reservation or in have mixed with white society or whatever else, when they eat the standard American diet, that stunning example of health and nutrition is now gone. As an ethnic group, they're just as sick and suffering from degenerative disease processes the rest of us are, whose diets are composed of these artificial foods. And so the public has, over the last few decades, you know, they've become educated to a considerable degree as to the dangers of eating, you know, an excessive amount of white flour products. And the per capita consumption of white bread is dropping. Not a whole lot, with an intended increase of the use of whole wheat bread. But practically none of the whole wheat bread available today is made from fresh ground, unbleached flour, which is critical. You know, on many kinds of mixtures, the bleached white flour with bran and other wheat product byproducts sold as whole wheat flour is just ridiculous. They'll do anything they can to satisfy the current trends. But the reason is that real whole wheat flour has such short lifespan because of the high vitamin content that will attract insect life, you know, that it can't be practically distributed. One milling report I read was quoted as saying real whole wheat flour is as practically as perishable as milk. And what is it that attracts the bugs? What is it that attracts the weevils and the other insects that end up in the food processing bulk in our major producers? It's the nutrition that's in it. And so, there's a lot more. Maybe I can pick up from this in the next show. There's a lot more to get into, because in order to make food preservable for shelf life and to keep the bugs away from it, they have to keep the stuff out of it that is good for you. I think that begins to make perfect sense over time, or the more you think about it. It's crazy to me. The best thing to do is Dr. Price's book, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration. So stick around after the break. I'm going to be back. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. We'll be right back.
Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right. And don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Capel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
After the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio program. This portion of the broadcast brought to you by O'Reilly. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You can go to O'ReillyAutoParts.com. We have the man, the myth, the legend, the Dr. Jack Stockwell with us right now.
Welcome
to my world. It is your world. You are the king of all things health and wellness. Let's be real. Chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. You can get more information on ForbiddenDoctor.com. But when it comes to health and wellness, you have an approach that is not a situation of covering symptoms. That's not the quick fix. It is the long-term getting to the root cause and helping your body to work as it actually should, which I absolutely love this approach. And what do you have for us to speak on today?
Well, I think it's a general idea, theme that I've been carrying in my local radio show in Salt Lake City, is the idea that the two major causes of disease, whether we're talking about breast cancer, whether we're talking about diabetes, talking about Alzheimer's, cardiovascular problems, liver, kidney problems, whatever, is either trauma or malnutrition. And malnutrition being the premier cause in America, whether we're overly fed but undernourished, kind of an idea.
Yes.
And that Americans are slowly starving to death, and even though we're getting fatter. And the evidence of that is this preponderance of degenerative diseases that affect the different organs, simply because our organs are starving for the micronutrition that is required for the organs to function properly. And when I'm thinking about, Doug and I had been talking about breast cancer earlier, a couple of weeks ago, and so being the second most common cancer in women, second only to skin cancer, although the breast cancer deaths have declined a little bit in recent years, it's still the second leading cause of cancer death among women. And according to the CDC, about a little over 250,000 cases are diagnosed every year. About 42,000 ladies die from this. And breast cancer, of course, is not only exclusive to women, as men can develop abnormal growth in their own breast tissue, undeveloped breast tissue, because whether you're born as a little boy or a little girl, you have the same amount of breast tissue. It's just that the estrogen that comes in a young lady when she turns from a little girl, an androgynous creature, into a woman, the estrogen proliferation is what allows the breast to grow. But men still have that underlying tissue that can become subject to cancer. So when I'm talking to my patients about this kind of a thing, they're always talking to me about, well, can it be prevented? Yes, a diet that's rich in organic fruits, organic vegetables, whole grains can really lower a person's risk for many, many types of cancer. So some of the foods that I recommend to my patients in the sense of preventing breast cancer, only not that it stops breast cancer, but it feeds the breast tissue and it feeds the immune system with what is necessary to destroy cancer cells on contact. We know that according to the experts, the American Cancer Society and whatever else, a person who lives to a normal old age into their 80s that never had any cancer that they know of probably had cancer 6 to 7 times. It's just that their immune system was strong enough to defeat it. So the kind of foods that I recommend, and I'm talking organic, something as simple as apples, blueberries, broccoli, organic coffee, garlic, kale, raspberries, black tea, organic tea, mind you, walnuts, whole grains, all of these foods have been demonstrated by the American Institute for Cancer Research to provide the body with the necessary raw materials it needs to strengthen the immune system, to strengthen the anti-cancer aspects of our immune system, especially something called the natural killer cells, whose primary target is cancer. And it's constantly on patrol throughout the body all the time. But you can do blood tests to show how active the natural cancer cells are, the natural killer cells. And sometimes blood tests just show that the killer cells are AWOL. They're there, but they're not moving. They're not doing anything. And my position is that it goes back to our dietary choices. So things you want to avoid processed foods, you want to avoid processed meats and sugar. Sugar is the big problem.
My goodness, yeah, eat more food, not food-like products. You can get more from Dr. Jack on ForbiddenDoctor.com or go to Good Day Health Show.
This program is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.